Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. The phone call occurred in the mid-morning, and Robert was not expecting this call. He did not recognize the number on his phone, but he answered it anyway. The person on the other end identified herself as Dora. She is the medical assistant working with Dr. Ferguson in the office. She asked if this was a convenient time or had she interrupted Robert at a bad time. He said, "No, this is fine. How can I help you?" She said that Dr. Ferguson had asked her to contact Robert to see how he is doing and to schedule a follow-up appointment. As you may recall, Robert recently saw Dr. Ferguson in the office when he had a terrible backache and sciatica, but this is now resolved. So when Dora called, Robert said, "Well, you know, I'm fine. I have no symptoms. I feel fantastic." She said, "That's excellent. When can we schedule a follow-up appointment?" Robert objected. He said, "I'm fine. I don't see any point in a follow-up appointment because I have no problem." Dr. Ferguson had anticipated that and had armed Dora with the response. She told Robert that the recommendation for a follow-up appointment was because his blood pressure was a little elevated during his visit. Dr. Ferguson recognized that it's not ideal to put a lot of emphasis on blood pressure readings if the person is in pain or stressed, but it was an abnormal reading, and so Dr. Ferguson would like Robert to come by the office for a blood pressure check. Robert thought, "I can do that." So later that morning, he went to the office. When he arrived, they had him sit in an exam room for a few minutes to settle down so that his blood pressure reading would be more accurate. They checked the blood pressure, and then she checked it again. Robert said, "What kind of readings are you getting?" She said, "Well, it's a little high." Robert said, "What are the numbers?" She said, "Well, this last one was 144 over 92. She repeated, "That's a little high." She then explained that she was to tell Dr. Ferguson of these readings, and he would likely be in a minute. Dr. Ferguson came in and greeted Robert politely. He said, "You know, the other day we discovered that your blood pressure reading was a little high, but this is a recheck. You don't get excited about one reading of blood pressure. You look at multiple readings before you try to formulate a diagnosis. Today we have a couple of high readings, and they're about the same as what we had the other day. So it looks like this is real. What I'd like to do is have you drop next door to the lab and get a couple of screening labs, which I will order. And then toward the end of the week, on perhaps Friday, you could come by. We'll get another reading of your blood pressure, and we can review the results of the labs." Robert thought, "Okay, I can do that." So he went off to the lab and then went back to work. So far, he had not mentioned any of this to Kathy, his wife. She noticed when he was changing for bed that he had a Band-Aid on his arm, which was the result of the blood draw that they had done earlier. He had forgotten about that Band-Aid. She noticed it and asked him. Now, the location of the Band-Aid right in the fold of the elbow was very suggestive to her that he had had some blood drawn. So she asked that question specifically. Robert had always dealt with Kathy with honesty, but sometimes not with great candor. The difference is he would not lie to her if she asked a specific question, but he didn't necessarily volunteer all the information that she might want. He keeps some things to himself. He had not planned on mentioning this visit to Dr. Ferguson, but now faced with a specific question, he dealt with it honestly. He said, yes, Dr. Ferguson's office called, asked me to come by. They said my blood pressure was up a little bit, and they ordered some labs. She was concerned. She said, well, what's he going to do about it? Do you need to be on medication? Robert said, well, he didn't say anything about that. He just asked me to come back to review the labs at the end of the week. Kathy said, I'm coming with you. Robert said, you don't need to. I'm a big boy. I can do this. She said, listen, this sounds important. We take care of each other. It's part of the deal. When's your appointment? 10 o'clock. I'll be there. I know you can do this by yourself, but it's important, and we take care of each other. We're a team, right? Robert said, right. On Friday at 10 o'clock, they met at Dr. Ferguson's office. They were escorted to a waiting room, and shortly, Dr. Ferguson came in and greeted them. He asked Robert how he was feeling and was told that he felt great, never better. He then got right down to the subject. He said, you know, your blood pressure was elevated, and when they put you in the exam room today, they checked it again, and it was pretty much the same. It was no different. So we can say you have high blood pressure. The laboratory tells a similar story. Now, of course, laboratory studies don't show blood pressure readings, but they show metabolic trends that are related to blood pressure. Many of your studies are normal. You're not anemic. Your blood chemistries are mostly normal. Your kidney function looks great. But there are a couple of things that we need to take care of. One is your blood lipids are elevated. And the numbers I'm seeing on your tests are not hugely elevated, but they are a risk factor for problems later in life, specifically heart disease and stroke. My biggest concern is your A1C is elevated. At 6.1, you are pre-diabetic. Kathy and Robert did not expect this revelation. This was a super big surprise. So Robert asked very specifically, so what does that mean? Do I need to start taking medication? Am I diabetic? And Dr. Ferguson said, no, you're not diabetic, but if someone is pre-diabetic at your age, it is likely that with the simple passage of time, that person will become a diabetic, a type 2 diabetic, and will need treatment for that diabetes. But more importantly, being a pre-diabetic at age 41 should be a wake-up call. It should be an opportunity for us to make substantial changes and get a different result. You don't have to become a diabetic. That's just the path you're currently on. But you don't have to accept that. No, medication is not indicated at this point. What I'm talking about is lifestyle change. He went on to explain that 20 years earlier, or perhaps even more recently, the standard treatment for this pattern of facts, that is pre-diabetic, 41 years old, with hypertension, would be some pills. Here's your pill for your blood pressure, and then perhaps in a few years, here's your pill for your diabetes. Dr. Ferguson described that as reactive medicine, and really those are pharmaceutical workarounds for an underlying problem that traditionally was not addressed, and that is the lifestyle. So again, Robert was concerned. He says, so do I have to become a vegetarian and and just eat rabbit food for the rest of my life? That got a big smile out of Dr. Ferguson, who looked at him with a stern face and said, "Yes," and then burst into laughter. No, Kathy's taking all of this in. She's not quite sure where this is going. Dr. Ferguson explained that there's going to be a lot of learning on these topics. He explained that health really has a lot to do with our day-to-day habits, and he went down a list off the top of his head. He said, you know, our eating habits, our sleeping, how much stress we have, whether we're connected with other people, whether we're socially connected. Do we have a support system? Do we get any exercise? And of course, do we smoke or use drugs or alcohol? So those are the six things off the top of my head that represent the opportunities to actually prevent disease rather than just cover it up with some toxic pharmaceutical. Your blood pressure is the result of something going on the lifestyle side. The other thing to bring up, of course, is your weight. You're 5'10", as I recall, and the chart says you weigh 208 pounds today. So that's a BMI of 29, which is classified as overweight. Now, the cliche would be the doctor nagging the patient about his weight, and that's not what we're going to do here today. Dr. Ferguson said, I just identify that your weight is an opportunity to get a handle on these. If you can make some changes in your lifestyle, which we will help you with, and drop some weight, your blood pressure will probably come back to normal, as will your A1C. You don't have to become a hypertensive diabetic. It's not necessary. At this point, Dr. Ferguson asked if they had any questions, which they did not, at least not yet. He then provided a handout with a bunch of websites for additional information. His handout had several books that Dr. Ferguson recommended for people who want to reverse their trend toward diabetes, perhaps even reverse diabetes. He also had books on how to reverse high blood pressure. He handed a copy of his handout to Kathy and to Robert. He recommended that they look this material over and start considering making some changes in their lifestyle choices. He also handed each of them a dietary questionnaire that allowed them to fill out their typical eating during an entire week. He recommended a follow-up appointment so that they could go over the questionnaires and start forming an action plan on these lifestyle changes. After all their questions were answered, Dr. Ferguson excused himself and asked them to make a follow-up appointment in a week or so with the receptionist. When they got home that evening, they had an opportunity to talk about what had occurred in the doctor's office. They were both surprised by everything that had occurred. They had not expected these problems to come up, and they were grateful at how Dr. Ferguson approached this in a very reassuring, orderly way. Robert said, you know, oftentimes I look at medicine with dread, but the way he explained this, it doesn't look like there's anything to dread here. It looks pretty upbeat, and it looks like a pretty good opportunity for us to learn and avoid problems in the future. Kathy said, you know, It was just the other day we were talking, and I said, you know, we're not getting any younger, and we probably ought to take better care of ourselves. And this is the wake-up call we needed to get on that program. I looked up my own height and weight on the chart, and I need to lose at least 10 pounds myself. That's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite comments below, and I hope you join us in future videos. See you soon.